Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another Premier League victory.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up.
Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. Broadleaf Country Club offers an exclusive spa with a full treatment list. Ooh. But if that isn't your thing, we've got plenty of other options. Swimming. Tennis. Golf.
Four.
Archery. Bullseye. Or why not take a stroll in the surrounding woodland? Feel at one with nature and the local wildlife. And after all that, why not head to the award-winning restaurant for some delicious local cuisine? Medium rare. My favourite. Broadleaf.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop what?
You're grunting.
I'm not.
Pal, porn stars make less noise than that, for fuck's sake.
You're just trying to distract me.
You're the one that's distracting me.
This is the sound of elite performance, Woody. If you don't like it, I suggest you go play with someone else, bucko. Oh, I stood on my toe.
I said...
Hey!
What?
No. You don't win that point.
Yes, I fucking do.
I stood on my toe.
Well, that sounds like your fucking fault, pal.
Doesn't count. My serve. Ouchies.
That's just what elite performance sounds like, is it? Fucking ouchies.
Oh, shut up.
Fuck's sake.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Fuck's sake, wait, that didn't count.
Whoa, why didn't it count?
Because it didn't do what I meant it to do.
Pal, I'm sure Erik ten Hag meant for a lot of shite to happen that didn't happen too. Too fucking bad.
Just let me do it again, okay? That was a practice shot.
Practice shot? It's the fucking eighth hole.
Will you shush?
Sorry. Do you want me to read from Giggsy's poem again?
No, I do not want you to read from Giggsy's poem again. There she goes. Lovely jubbly.
Move out the fucking way, just because you own the fucking place.
Yeah.
You know, I do this thing where I imagine the ball to be the head of someone that I hate.
Oh, really?
Eh?
Does it work?
Oh, absolutely, pal. So right now, you see a golf ball, right?
Right.
I see John Terry, right? He sat down there on the grass being all fucking disgraceful and fucking ugly, and then...
Wow.
Off he goes. Now get in the hole, you racist cunt.
I'm driving.
Fuck's sake, thank... These are new.
Yeah, these things. Yeah, yeah.
Hole 3's been changed as well, I noticed.
Has it?
Hey, it's longer and it just, like, goes round the woodland rather than stopping where it did before, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Do they not tell you they're making these changes or something?
You know what it's like.
You see, I don't actually own a country club, so I don't know what it's like. Right, you're up, pal. Remember what I said?
You fucking cunt.
Wowee.
God, that was good.
Fucking hell. Do you picture someone you hate?
Yep.
Incredible.
Wasn't it just?
I mean, it's only a par 3. The green is right there and you've smashed the ball onto the main road, but aye, incredible. Everything all right?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, United don't even have the fucking patience for him anyway, so why fucking bother with a project, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, yeah. There's no kids allowed in this pool. The bit next door is for children. It's even got a slide, okay?
Oh, God, sorry.
No problem.
Come along. Just be fucking Chelsea for a bit, you know? Sign top talent, get cunty managers in and be cunts for a few years.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we're not doing a fucking project. We're fucking Champions League, you know?
Are we not?
Are we not what?
Are we not doing a project? Slow down.
Stop doing the fucking doggy paddle then.
This isn't doggy paddle, this is front crawl.
Hey, front crawl for a fucking dog.
What do you mean we're not doing a project?
I mean, like, we're building a team, sure, but not for one of those long-term visions.
What about the offensive?
Well, it's over, isn't it?
Is it?
That was ESG, wasn't it? Wanting to shore us up as one of the giants of English football.
Yeah, but I helped come up with it.
It's not really much to come up with, though, pal, is it? Guys, let's spend money and get better. Shh, don't tell anyone our secret plan.
So, we don't have the offensive anymore. What do we have?
Well, nothing.
Nothing?
But just, I don't know, we're a club. We're a fucking Premier League club, aren't we?
Well, not for long with that attitude.
Pal, we're like United, all right? Our fans don't have the fucking patience for a long-term plan. City only had the patience because they were fucking shite for so long. And Liverpool only had the patience because the fans were depressed after 30 years of no league title.
What about Brighton? They've had a long-term plan.
And that's because they were playing in a fucking local park with dog shite and cycle paths 10 fucking years ago, pal. They needed any kind of fucking hope.
Oh.
You seem a bit concerned.
No, I just, you know, there's a lot of, you know, short-term turbulence financially. I just kind of hoped it was for a long-term goal.
What kind of turbulence are we looking at? Well,
oh, just, you know, the usual big business hijinks.
We are now accepting right. New members at Broadley Country Club, Kent's premier country club and spa.
Oh.
You changed your advert.
Yep. Out with the old. Hey, the jacuzzi is free.
Right, let's go. Let's go.
Sporting activities.
Excuse me. Fuck off. We were here first. All right.
No, you're talking.
God, that's good, isn't it?
Get your membership today.
You shouldn't sit in these things too long, you know.
What is that?
Poach your bollocks.
Poach your bollocks.
Hey, and then you can't have kids.
That's not a deterrent for me, Woody. In fact, it makes me want to turn the temperature up.
No need, pal. Outside of some doctors fiddling about with your spunk, it also requires shagging a woman to have a kid.
Well then, I'm safe. I'm immune from children.
Ah, good for you.
Makes you think, though, doesn't it?
What, poaching your bollocks?
Legacy.
Hey.
Without kids, how do you create your legacy?
Patrick, are you ill or something?
No, why? Do I look it?
No, you're just being all philosophical, you know? I'm trying to have proper chats and you're being all wistful and mysterious.
Proper chats? Poaching your bollocks, that's proper chats, is it?
Well, by our standards, aye.
We're not that bad.
Trust me, pal, we are that bad.
I'm talking about legacy.
Ah, legacy ain't all that, pal. Look at Paul Scholes. He had legacy. He was fucking worship, wasn't he? Then bang, you fuck hold him, and then you eat your daughter's foot. Legacy down the fucking toilet.
No, I'm saying...
Or Charles Darwin as well. Done all that fucking work, then some Uruguayan donkey in a Liverpool shirt pisses all over his name. And now look, everyone's slagging off Darwin and running back to Jesus. What goes around comes around, pal.
I'm just saying, for fuck's sake, yeah. Maybe the fact that I've never... You know, kids have never been something I've seen in my life. So maybe that's why I'm so determined to make my mark on Ashwood, you know? Maybe that's why I go through the hardship.
Hardship? Really? We're in the fucking Champions League and you're sat in a jacuzzi in your own fucking country club. Hardship, Jesus.
Just fuck off, all right? It's been hard. It's still hard. I just wanted to make a point about what it's all for. You know, maybe if I had kids, it would make this easier. I'd know that I was passing something on to them. And yeah, you know, maybe kids make our lives easier as we get older because we feel that... Sorry, excuse me. Hey, no fucking children. It says there on the sign. Out.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That.
Oh, fuck me.
And that.
Oh, Jesus.
Some of that.
Just, fuck, just slow down.
This is squash, pal. This is the cut and thrust, son. This is what it takes.
It's a fucking game of squash, not fucking Fight Club.
Have that. And Christopher Woodall increases his lead to I don't fucking know how many to Nolan Zero.
Oh, please, I got a point earlier.
Hey, when you trip me up.
Okay, let's just call it a day with the squash.
All right, forfeit accepted. Time for some fucking food, I think.
Oh,
I'm fucking starving, man.
Yeah, yeah. Go. Whew, let's tuck in, eh?
What the fuck are you doing?
Having a sandwich.
I see that. Why are you eating a fucking sandwich from Tesco?
Tesco is my nearest shop.
No, there's a fucking fancy restaurant right there that you own. Instead, you're chomping on some fucking stale triangular bread.
This is fresh this morning.
All right, did Mr. Tesco the baker make it for you, did he? Patrick went and visited John Tesco the baker.
I like them. They're nice.
You don't like them. I can tell by your face.
Oh, sorry. Are you too fancy for the Tesco meal deal? Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking am.
Fine, we'll go to the restaurant then.
Thank fuck for that.
Wait, I forgot my quavers.
Ah, Jesus Christ. The thing is with the prawn, and it's the same for the fucking lobster as well. Oh, God, that is good.
So the thing is with the prawn...
Hey, so the thing is with the prawn, it's fucking ugly. Like, it's fucking minging, isn't it? Dead or alive, just an ugly little twat. But then, they're fucking delicious as well. It's just the worst fucking combo, isn't it?
Surely looking disgusting and tasting disgusting is the worst combo.
No, not at all. See, if you're cute, right? If you're a fucking, I don't know, a wee puppy or a panda or something, humans won't eat you, right? Because you're fucking lovely. Doesn't matter how delicious you are, right?
Right.
But if you're ugly, we might eat you, but you've got to pass the taste test, you know what I mean? There's a reason they ain't serving us slugs, right? We'd fucking love to eat slugs. They're ugly, aren't they? They're everywhere. They got no personality, but they taste like shite.
You've eaten a slug, have you? You can affirm that theory.
Me? I've eaten 5 slugs.
Right, course you have.
But the prawn, ugly, delicious, no chance.
Okay, great. Thanks.
God,
thanks for that.
So good.
But you, you didn't answer my question.
What was your question again?
How are you finding life as chief executive?
It's all right.
Yeah?
I mean, the timing right now is tough, as you know. With the short-term cash flow situation, I've had to improvise a wee bit. I think Colin thought he was going to get a wee bit of a kitty, you know?
What does he want?
Well, the amount? I don't know. He just wants a bit of competition for Gustavo on the wing, then he thinks the same for Adeyemi. Plus, there's the Riviere issue.
The Riviere issue?
Aye, he's being a bit French. Oh, they eat slugs, don't they? Well, snails, same thing.
Great.
We nearly lost him over the summer, you know.
Oh, Christ's sake.
But Colin and I smoothed it over, you know. On the club side of things, I like running certain bits, you know. I leave Jess to do her thing, that corporate stuff is fucking dull as piss. But I like the North Stand development designs.
North Stand... development. I thought that was just a pitch by the architecture company.
Oh, aye, it was. But I just worked with them on a few different eventualities, you know. Won't be long till it's needed.
Right. Yeah.
I bet Stan's crumbling as well.
Of course. Yeah.
Here's your bill, sir. Ha! Oh, Mr. Nolan, you must have lost weight. They don't recognise you, pal.
could you... I'm Patrick Nolan, so it can go on the tab.
I'm told this will have to be paid in full.
Oh. Put it on the tab.
Mr. Nolan, it's their decision. I'm afraid
Put it on the fucking tab!
Oh, Patrick, it's okay. I can get it. I can get it. Jesus Christ.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell. Patrick, wait up. Will you fucking slow down? Jesus Christ.
I'll catch you at work. What do you mean?
No. Patrick. What's going on?
No, I'm running a bit late, actually. So.
What's this?
Some new Hot Wheels. I've gone electric.
Hey, I can see that.
Lots of people in my tax bracket do. You know, electric cars, mate. They're the new Rolex. Trust me. Oh, jeez. Fuck. God, the bloody golf clubs won't fit.
Right. It's just... That's a Nissan Leaf.
Yeah, little run-around type things. Oh, come on.
What happened to the Jag?
Oh, sold it. You know, not with these diesel prices. No thanks. Get rid. That's what I say.
Right. Hey. You've got a wee scratch down the side there. Oh.
I moved into the town, actually.
You sold your house?
Yeah. Just thought I should get a pad in the town, on street parking. Some twat must have caught me and scratched the side.
Right.
Yeah, but with an electric vehicle, I can use the charge points on the street and, that way... Oh, my God, will you fucking get in the fucking boot, you stupid fucking golf clubs? You're not even a fucking sport. You're just a fucking accessory for nice fucking landscaping. Fuck.
Okay, pal. Come here, I got you. You're all right.
You're all right, pal. I've got you. Pal, come here. Come here. Come on. It's okay. All right? It's okay. Who is the ball? Who did you picture was the ball earlier on the eighth hole?
Mac.
Aye, thought so.
He's fucked me, Woody.
It's all right, pal. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
No, I don't. I don't think we will, mate.
Pal. Oh. What's going on?
Over the summer, he sent some people after me for Kevin and Luna and, I had to buy them out, and it really cost me, mate, and now the fucking interest rates are killing me. Do you know how much money I had to borrow to buy that fucking club?
I know.
And now, once in a generation, inflation comes fucking pissing down on me, and I can't fuck. I just can't keep up. Will you tell Colin there's not going to be any signings? Okay?
That's okay, pal. All right, don't worry about it. I'll tell him.
You tell the architecture firm that the stand...
Don't worry, I got it. Okay? I'll handle it.
Thanks.
Lou, is there anything else I can do?
Can you buy lunch?
Hey, of course I can. Jesus, don't worry about that.
I sold the place. Broadly, I sold it.
Yeah. Yeah, I gathered that.
I'll see you at the office, yeah?
You will, pal. See you in a bit.
Oh, God, how is the battery flat? Fucking shit! Nissan Leaf!
Do you want a lift, Patrick?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.